A top student from a high school in Hunan province reportedly stabbed his teacher to death after a dispute. Reports revealed later that this student was the deceased teacher's favorite in the class, as he managed to make great progress in his studies and become number one a student in the class.
Yes.
But this tragedy happened. Let's try to revive what happened exactly there.
Okay, a 16-year-old student surnamed Luo stabbed his teacher surnamed Bao to death on November 12th, 2017 in a high school in Hunan province. Luo is a senior student in the high school, and Bao was the teacher in charge of his class. The tragedy happened in Bao's office after the two had a quarrel. After investigation, Luo was detained by local police for intentional homicide on November the 13th, one day after the fatal accident. And the local government and educational department cooperated to comfort and conduct psychological counseling to the family of the victim and other teachers and students. Now the school is back in order, allegedly.
Yeah. So things have kind of returned back to normal, but I think a lot of people have a lot of question marks. What happens? Top student. Maybe these people are elevated and thought that they're always good kids doing the right stuff, making the right decisions, but boom, we see this and we want to know what happened. So let's talk about what kind of triggered the tragedy, okay? I guess Bao came to school to organize students to watch a video one day, which he thought might encourage them to study. And so he asked the students to write a review about it. All of the students in the class did this, but only Luo refused to write the review. So Bao asked him to the office to talk to with him about this. And I guess even Bao said, if you really don't want to do this, you can transfer to another class. If you don't want to write it, it's okay. Well, Luo responded with a flick knife and stabbed Bao 20 times, okay? Not just once, 20 times. Okay, so you might think, man, maybe Luo was being pushed by this professor. Maybe this professor and Bao, the professor and this student Luo, had like a bad relationship. But I guess Bao was a very good teacher. A lot of students really liked him. He helped out Luo a lot, including arranging Luo's seat in the center of the classroom, which is often designated as the teacher's favorite. That's where the teacher's favorite student sits. As well as helping Luo apply for a study grant for top students in poverty. People just thought that Luo was the apple of Bao's eye. And for the past 3 years, this isn't like a one-year deal, but for the past 3 years, maybe they have had this kind of relationship. So a good teacher-student relationship on the surface. Luo had even become the top student in the class, and many people thought that was because of Bao's efforts. So I think, you know, we see similar type of tragedies happen, though. Like in 2004, a biochemistry student at Southwest China's Yunnan University killed four roommates after what were described as trivial squabbles, trivial fights.
It was sensational. I think I was in college and heard about the news. We all talk about it. It was sensational.
Right. And so because of probably how trivial people thought these squabbles were. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the two of the roommates, the victims, they had just came back to the dorm at a time without any squabbles really happening. So they weren't really fighting, or at least that's what people said when these guys were coming back. Another one, I guess, is a top student in a high school in Hubei province stabbed a teacher to death in 2006 just because he suspected the teacher spoke ill of him, okay? Another famous case involved a medical student who poisoned his roommate at Fudan University in Shanghai in 2013, also due to what people are calling trivial personal conflicts. So what is trivial?
Yeah.
I think that depends on who you ask. And sometimes people of different mental states, people who are petty people who are sensitive.
Insecure.
What is... Yeah, well, maybe, yeah, for sure. People who have huge egos, even. Not even people who are mentally unstable, but people who have huge egos. That maybe like this Luo kid, you know? When this professor said, students write a review about this video, about how to encourage them to study, Luo said, maybe in his mind, something like this that would be trivial to the rest of us. He's like, I don't have to do this. I'm the top student. This is dumb. This insults me, you know? And so this kind of, these kind of things, it matters differently to different people. So I think this is where we're going to find maybe why something like this can happen on so many different levels, not just this, but all the history that students maybe have had doing this kind of stuff.
Yes, and Ryan gave a few of those examples of past cases that some people will lump it together and say they're similar simply because that the murderer was a good student. But the examples that Ryan gave later, they include Ma Jiajue, Lin Sunhao. These are all pretty infamous cases. Names these days. Yeah. But with this story, the presumed murderer, he's only 16. He hasn't even reached legal age. And I think the trivial quibbles that people say, or even in this case that we're discussing today, that the teacher just asked him into the office to discuss a seemingly small matter, these are only the catalysts that, or the triggers that made the tragedy happen later on. But there must be some long-time embedded hidden reasons that made people into these people that have knives in their hands and go commit such heinous crimes. But with this one, of course, it's just happened, and we haven't seen it go through the legal procedure yet. So it's, you know, an alleged murder, so to speak. But what made these seemingly good students with you know, hardworking students that score highly into people that would resort to such drastic and bloody measures to inflict pain on another human being?
Sometimes it depends how the thing is perceived. I mean, a lot of adult teachers at the school, or even a lot of us who are mature adults, when we look at this thing, we always think that this is just a petty squabble. What a trivial thing to kill a man for. But you have to sort of put yourself in that position of that tiny little student. I mean, when I was a kid, or when I was in school, the teacher was the one authoritative figure in my life, and whatever he said, whatever he says, is like an order to me. And when he says that you have attitude issues, or I might want to see your parents, well, the other authoritative figure in my family, in my life, I would be scared to death. So it's one thing to know that we perceive things differently. Maybe to our adults, this is trivial, but maybe to our students, this is a big deal, a major deal.
Yeah, I think there could be any bunch of reasons why this kid did this. And these problems could stem from his family, his situation at school, his social life. And this could also stem from maybe his teacher and their relationship. I mean, like, I gave an example, maybe this kid had an ego. You know, sometimes when the teacher of a class for 3 years just constantly showers you like you were the emperor of Rome, maybe one day you start to believe you're above the rules, you're above your class students, you get that special spot in the classroom. You don't have to do what other people have to do. You become a diva in every sense of the word, even. And so when you get this assignment that is, you think sounds so silly, oh, I got to write a review about how to be a better student. I'm the top of the class. Why should I do this, Professor Bao? You said I was the best. Look at everything I did. And then maybe he just refuses to do it. And then maybe, you know, instead of saying, okay, you don't have to do it, the teacher says, well, if you don't want to do it, you can go to another class. And this just enrages the student. He thinks, I know best. I've been told I'm the best. I'm the top student. Ego. Maybe his social life was really bad. Maybe he never got to go out and study. Maybe his parents always pushed him. And so he had no social life. Nobody to be his friend, to talk to. So all this pressure built up. And what people see on the surface level, he's a great student, he's going to go places. Maybe he resented this. He never got to have the fun other kids got to have. because of 3 years of maybe this teacher treating him so well, was pushing him. Maybe he never got to be a kid. Maybe he resented that. You know, like Lai Ming had said, like I had also said, maybe what is trivial? We're all living in our own little bubbles here, but we see what happens to this kid and we say, oh, you're an A student, your life's great. But for some people, maybe they don't want to be an A student. Maybe they resent being an A student. Maybe being an A student means there's a lot of stuff he's missing out on.
And also he's number one in the class, so that means he's a very smart kid. And smart kids, they catch on how people are treating him. So maybe for the last 3 years or so, the teacher has been showering him with all the accolades, all the praises, and all the preferential treatments. And that kind of treatment has encouraged him to think that I'm so special, I should be exempt from any kind of trivial tasks, like writing a review or about something. That sort of thing just changes how he perceives himself.
Yeah, I think too, you know, talking about students, sometimes I think like being a top student, maybe here in China and other places as well, it's such a focus on studies. And sometimes a kid needs, you know, like when a kid is the top student of his class, often maybe the family's pushing that kid, telling him to study. Come on, this is the only thing that matters, the practicality of life. But often we find practicality isn't where we find the value of life. When we look at a rose, we see it's beautiful, but the practicality of a rose is actually the beauty of it is just to reproduce, and suddenly the beauty's gone. These kind of things. The value of life, someone could say, is immense, it's priceless, but the practicality of it is maybe it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So often, if school is just and somebody's so immersed in school, maybe they're not learning the value of life, the not practical side, but the bigger meaning to what really makes us good people, rather than just studying how things around us work, why they work, what's the meaning, and how we should treat others. This is where practicality sometimes doesn't make sense, but we do find that it is so important in how we function as a society. Yet sometimes we push students only for the practical, forgetting that there's a whole part of life that is so much more important than just surviving.
That's a really good point. And also I think what Lai Ming said earlier on echoes with what Ryan says here. That is, Lai Ming, you said, which I can totally relate to, that is when you're in middle school, when you're 16 or high school, your world is very small. It's finite. It's just your parents' home and also school. So your teacher being the authoritative figure there. And I wonder, these two having, well, used to have such a close relationship had actually made things more complicated and also added strain to this 16-year-old young guy that stabbed his teacher. That attention that was given to him, I think here actually had a negative effect on him. But here is that that predicament, I feel, that a lot of top students feel. And I think it is subject to the Chinese education system that puts so much emphasis on academic performance. You know what the top student feels, the number one student feels? He's at the tip of this pyramid, and he or she feels that people are constantly trying to take my place. So you're constantly...
pressure. Lots of pressure.
Yeah, that's actually a lot of pressure to not fall off from that tip. And that's a zero-sum game as they feel. But actually, in real life, when you start working, it's not like that at all. It's not about fighting off everybody else. But in real life, it's about how you can work together and then achieve something great or higher sales or best performance at work. So it's a completely different game. But when you are in that pit for competing for the top score, that's the kind of pressure people feel.
Yeah, Hyung, you had said his world is small. I think you have the gift of hindsight. You've lived longer, so you can look back and say, These things were trivial in the grand scheme of my life, and these things weren't. Actually, for a kid, right then and now, it's all based on the present.
Yeah,
we don't live in the future or the past, so the world is always just going to be just as big. And I think sometimes, Hyung, too, these kids could be dealing with divorce, bullying, so many things
poverty,
so many things that these kids go through. Maybe parents that don't love them, that don't show them love. A father that says, it's never good enough when you're always coming home with an A+, just trying to get a smile and an I love you, but you never get any of these things from some kind of parents, too, I think might be to blame. But for this kid, this world is just as big as you as and you, yours and mine.
Yeah.
The thing is, we can look back. We have the gift of hindsight. And we can look back and say we made it. But for the 16-year-old guy, this world is just as big, but maybe more chaos is happening. And now we're independent. We don't have parents, other people as much we have to rely on. Maybe in many ways, our life is easier to some extent, where this kid's going through other people's problems because he has to. He's dependent. And so I think that being said too, the dependency of a child, a lot probably falls on the shoulders of a parent. And in this, I would say the morality that needs to be taught to kids of how, I think, you know, we could say what is moral. Certain people disagree on the very devil in details of morality. But I think often we all agree, do unto others as you would have done to you. If don't do anything to somebody else, if you would have that done to you, this kind of mindset, that means treat people with love, respect, all the things you want, and maybe you'll get it in return. Some parents, I think, are just teaching a textbook or teaching you got to go for the A+, the top spot. But sometimes you got to stop and say, also, there's this the social, the morals that help us guide through our social situations in life that maybe these kids aren't getting. And I would say teaching it also isn't just enough. Parents should show how it's done.
Yeah, I'd like to do a little follow-up to Ryan's comment. I think, obviously, Mr. Law here is in a very adversarial situation. I mean, his classmates describe him as having only two different pairs of shoes and having only 20 yuan a week as spare money. And he also helped take care of his grandma, who had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's from a very a struggling family, a family that don't necessarily have any idea about modern education, the morality education aspect of that. So that's the thing with people from rural areas or a large part of China. We talk about how for a small kid, education, family and school is a very small world. It is a very small world, not just for them, but also for their parents. And for people living in that kind of situation, like learning, getting the best score, getting access to a good good university, was like the only way out. They couldn't see anything else beyond that.
I think you can, I like everything you said, except again, the small world thing. We can only say that because we've experienced more. But actually, the terrarium you live in never grows bigger. It's only just through experience, new things that you realize it's bigger. But then it's, even now, someone could say our world's small, right? It's always growing. But all I'm saying is for this kid, it's all he knows.
Yes.
So that's where this hindsight thing comes to play. Is maybe his parents, all this stuff, how his life is going, the pressure as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not happy. Maybe he blamed the teacher for this as well. So many things, I think, are also unknown in just how this kid viewed his own life.
Yes, and also one thing I'd like to add here. Guys, I wouldn't even go as far saying that there is a lack of education and morality, because I feel this guy, this 16-year-old, he lost it, and probably for a long time, these awful thoughts have been simmering in his mind.
Yeah.
I'd say that there is actually a complete lack of attention to the mental state or mental health
Absolutely.
Of these kids,
Absolutely.
Especially when you are wearing the hat of being a good student.
Because
in Chinese classrooms, when you're a good student, then you're the top achiever. You're the teacher's favorite. You are doing great in life. But when actually underneath all of that, we see this poor guy, 16-year-old, that's going through so much.
Yeah, I think actually, so you say, you know, Lai Ming had said this guy was probably very intelligent. I think that's probably the case. He absorbed stuff easier than other students, was able to succeed where others didn't. But I think, you know, have you guys seen that movie, A Beautiful Mind?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's about this guy, very intelligent. Mm-hmm. But often, when you become so intelligent, it's like an affliction. No longer can you see the beauty or calm down, or you have, your mind works on such a fast-paced level, you don't see the meaning in stuff that other people see. It's hard for you to be in society because maybe you operate on a different level at that point. This, like you had said, Hyung, could contribute to a mental state people didn't notice, but see as a good test score, a good grade score.
Yes, well, we do have the benefit of hindsight.
Yes.
At the very last part of this part of the discussion, what are the things we can learn from a tragic case like this?
Maybe a little more stress on the mental status of students, other than just focusing on their scores.
And I think a counselor in schools that could make these kids feel safe to talk about their feelings, where they can't say it to their parents or their teachers because of the pressure that goes on from that, a place where they can talk about how they feel so we can see these things coming.
Yes, and also I think the bottom line of education is also communicating the idea that the respect for the living human being is one thing, the bottom line, we say. We'll be back after this short break.